In place of Bob Hope, usually heard at this time, here's the Ed Wynn Show with Evelyn Knight, Jerry Wayne, and Mark Warno's orchestra.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there's good news tonight. It comes from a stratosphere island, a joyous new land inhabited by a completely carefree people, and it is called Happy Island.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America and all the ships at sea. Flash, let's go to press. The identity of the ruler of Happy Island, King Bubbles, can now be revealed. He is none other than Ed Wynn.
And so it is, with this thought in mind, that we take leave of the troubles and worries of our world, and through special facilities, take you on a skyward journey to Happy Island. And as we come nearer and nearer to it, we see crowds of joyous people gathered in front of the palace of their king. We're here on Happy Island.
Welcome to Happy Island. And now, His Majesty, King Bubbles.
Thanks, everybody. My goodness me, the devil is in me tonight, you know. You'll find that out. Oh, I forgot something. Blotto. Blotto.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Tell me, have you seen the morning papers?
No, what's in them?
My lunch, and I wish you'd find them. Don't you know you're supposed to remind me of things like that? You're my reminder.
But, Your Majesty, I am reminding you that the people of the world are waiting for your speech.
My speech? I forgot all about it. Well, people of the world, this is Happy Island. Everything is perfect on our island. There's no class distinction on our island. You know why? It's on account of a special invention of mine. I have an invention that the world has been looking for. My invention is a bamboo pole 11 feet, 4.5 inches long. That's for people you can't touch with a 10-foot pole, you see? And on Happy Island, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special fire engine. Our fire engine has a built-in city hall. That's so the mayor doesn't have to leave his office. Everybody is happy on our island. Everything is so convenient. Here's a little idea we have. We even have a bridge which goes halfway across the river, then it turns around and comes back. That's for people who change their minds, you see. This is the greatest island for everybody. On our island, none of the girls use cosmetics. They don't use mascara or lipstick or rouge or powder. On our island, when a fella kisses a girl, all he tastes is girl. And all... Isn't that lovely? Oh, what an island. What a great place for children. Now, for kids, we've got lollipops. They are all-day suckers, you know. They're all-day suckers with notches halfway down so the kids will know when to knock off for lunch. As for old maids, the old maids love it up here. They love it because I have an invention. My invention for old maids is a bed with a shadow of a man already under it. Even the insects up here are wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Take the ordinary bee. If a bee on Happy Island stings you, he immediately apologizes, sprinkles sulfur drugs on the wound, and lets you bite him right back. And you see? That's really remarkable. In closing, let me say to the people of the world, we must not forget to send in tin cans. By the way, I tried to send in the tin can this morning, but it didn't turn out so good. I cut out each end of the can just like they asked me to do. I put it on the floor. I stepped on it hard. Oh, the can flattened out beautifully. But it took me 3 hours to scrape the beans off the wall.
Thank you. reminder. I'm supposed to remind King Bubbles of something. Oh, dear, now I've forgotten it myself.
Oblado, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Why, it's King Bubbles' ward, Princess Elaine.
I have something to tell you, Blotto. I think I'm falling in love.
Falling in love? With a man?
Well, yes, Blotto. Men do make the best husbands, you know.
And who was the lucky fellow?
His name is Richard.
Not Prince Richard?
Oh, yes. I can't find him, but I know he's somewhere around. I'll find him yet. Oh, Richard! Richard! Come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. I always should hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out from under that star. I know you're not very far. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out wherever you are. Yes, and incidentally, I mean mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out wherever you are.
He's forcing his way through the crowd.
Stand back, you fools. Let me through.
For heaven's sake, look at that face. He looks like Gravel Gady. Who are you?
I'm King Nasty of the Isle of Castor.
Oh, Castor Isle. I've heard of that. Castor Isle, you can't expect me to swallow that. Well, I'm King Bubbles. I'm King Bubbles of Happy Island.
Happy Island?
Yes.
Happiness.
What's the matter?
I don't like happiness.
You kidding?
On my island, I don't let my subjects listen to the entertainment on the radios.
Huh?
Only to the commercials.
Oh. Have you had your condom removed lately?
On my island, the minute a baby is born, we remove its funny bone.
Gee, what a dirty laugh. Even Anna Jean couldn't clean that up. That laugh.
You know what else I do?
No, I haven't.
I go into the maternity hospitals,
yes.
Take the babies out of their own cribs,
yes.
And I personally mix them up.
Oh, go on. You mean to say you mix up the babies in a hospital? I'll bet all day long the parents are running around the hospital and they're singing, "Is you with or is you ain't my baby?"
What's that sickly sound you're making?
What do you mean, sickly? I was laughing. That's laughter.
Laughter? What's that?
What's laughter? You don't know what laughter is? Laughter is derived from the pronoun he, H-E. According to Webster, the pronoun he is a pronoun at all times, except when used for laughing purposes, like he-he-he or something, you know, like that. Besides that, I personally don't like your face.
My face?
Yes.
I'll have you know I got the face of an 18-year-old boy.
Well, he's going to feel terrible when he sees how you've got it wrinkled up. I'm going to tell you that. You look awful to me. Yes?
Why shouldn't I?
What?
I'm on my way to the hospital.
Oh.
I am going to have my appendix taken out.
No.
My adenoids taken out. No. And 3 ribs taken out.
That'll be enough out of you. Now, just go ahead. Now, go ahead.
Stop this bickering.
Well, I didn't bick. I just merely made a remark. That's all.
Where's my son, Richard?
Oh.
I hear he's been making love to your ward, Elaine. And I don't like it. No. I'm going to take him out of here. I can't stand happiness.
No.
I can't stand the sun. I can't stand fresh air.
Oh, a New Yorker, eh? I see. My goodness, what a mean man. I'll bet he doesn't even let his wife use bath towels. He's the kind of a guy who sprinkles carpet tacks on the bathroom floor so his wife will have to hop around while she's dry. I don't know.
Time waits for no one. just like a river flowing out to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, never, ever return again.
So don't let us throw one sweet moment away.
Time waits for no one. Let's love while we
Majesty, yes? It's time for you to go to Worry Park.
Do you know something, Blotto? I forgot about Worry Park. Let's go.
Right this way, folks. This is Worry Park. Come in and let King Bubbles solve your worries. You can't tell the problems without a scorecard. Three aspirin tablets under the weeping willow. Step mournfully, please.
Look, King Bubbles, look.
What?
There's a woman under a tree who's worrying.
No, a woman in Worry Park? I'll fix her up, Blotto. I'll solve her problem right away. What seems to be worrying you, lady?
Oh, Your Majesty.
Yes?
I've been trying to buy a baby buggy.
Oh.
But the factories aren't making them anymore.
Oh.
What can I do?
Well, I wouldn't worry about a baby buggy, madam, if I were you. I knew a woman once who had a baby buggy, but she had no baby for the baby buggy, so she used to ride her dog in the baby buggy. Then she was blessed with a baby, and she didn't have a baby buggy for the baby, so she used her dog's baby buggy for the baby's baby buggy. Now she not only has a baby buggy, but a buggy baby. You see what I love Worry Park. I don't know. It's a wonderful place.
King Bubbles.
Yeah?
Here's another woman. Oh, something's happened to her voice.
Yeah?
And she's very worried
what
about it.
What is your problem, young lady?
Your Majesty, I have a great problem. I came down to talk to you, but nobody seems to be able to help me because I came down to see you, and everybody seems to have a different idea where you were. And when I started talking to you, nobody knew anything about it because I tried to see you, and nobody had a different idea where you were. And I, please, I must speak to you because it's very important. Nobody seems to be able to help me. You're the only one who can help me, King Bubbles, please.
I see. Oh, you won't talk, eh? I see.
Oh, Your Majesty, it's very important, please, because I have a very important problem. I must have somebody help me. You're the only one who can help me, Your Majesty.
Pardon me, Justice. Have you ever tried drinking slow gin? It's good for you.
King Bubbles.
Yeah.
Here's a man with a terribly worried expression on his face.
Well, naturally it's on his face. Where else could it be? That's the craziest remark.
You know, King Bubbles, you know, of all King Nasty's sons,
yes.
Richard is the only gentleman.
Oh, he's the white sheep of the family, you mean, like. I see.
Hello,
Prince
Your Majesty.
Richard. How are you, Prince?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Stop ad-libbing. You're supposed to say hello, Your Majesty.
I said it.
I must have dignity on this island here. What are you doing here in Worry Park, Richard?
Well, it's like this, Your Majesty.
Yeah?
I happen to be in love with your ward, Princess Elaine.
Oh, I see.
My father is threatening to break it off.
Oh.
And it's left me with quite a pain in my heart.
You have a pain in your heart, Richard? You don't have to worry. You came to the right place for it. I have an invention. It's a medicine that will cure your pain in the heart. My medicine is a bottle containing seven chemicals. So can...
cockatoo did, that when you... when the air hits the medicine, you know, it forms a gas. And by smelling that gas, Richard, it cures three things. Now, I'll show you how it works in your case. You have a pain in your heart. Now, say you have this pain in your heart. You take one whiff of this gas, and the pain in your heart disappears immediately. But all your teeth turn black. Then you take another whiff of the same gas, and your teeth turn white again. But all your hair falls out. Then you take another whiff of the same gas, mark you, for the third time, and it restores your hair. But then you get that pain back in your heart, and you have to start the whole thing all over again, you see. But I'll tell you, I'll find Elaine for you, Richard. Don't you worry.
Good old King Bubbles. And Elaine, wherever you are,
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Look, King Bubbles.
Yes?
There's still a woman left in Worry Park.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Yes?
My baby boy never seems to get enough to eat.
Oh, my goodness. What do you feed him, lady?
Crispy Wispies, Bransy Wansies, and Crunchy Wunchies.
Oh, well, that's no diet for a boy. That might be all right for a little girl. But for a little boy, I would suggest Beesies, Doozies, Lambsy Chopsies, and Meatsy Ballsies, you see? There's more. On the other hand, whoever heard of putting gravy on a baby?
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you, Elaine, darling. My father has ordered me to sail back to the Isle of Castor.
Oh, must you go?
Oh, you don't know my father. If I'm not home by midnight, he rents out my room.
Oh, well, don't worry, Richard, because wherever you are, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Why, Beulah? Why, Beulah, what's the matter? Well, don't cry, for heaven's sake. You just sit on my lap, Beulah, and I'll tell you a lovely bedtime story.
Oh, goody.
Well, now, listen. My story starts out in the park. There's a young couple seated on the bench. Now, the boy has his arm around the girl, and the man from the draft board has his arm around the boy, you see? Now, the boy doesn't know this girl that he's sitting next to is an old maid. He doesn't know that. She's an old maid. She's a spinster, what they call a spinster, you know? By that, I mean she waited so long for her ship to come in, her pier collapsed. Anyhow, she takes the young man home to her father. Now, her father is a handkerchief manufacturer. He sticks his business in other people's noses, you see. Well, the father gives a party for the young couple at a nightclub, you see.
A nightclub?
Yes.
Uncle Bubbles, what's a nightclub?
A nightclub? I don't know how to... A nightclub? I don't know. To me, a nightclub is a large ashtray with a bartender. But listen, let's get back to the story. That's what you want to hear, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, the father says to the young man, he says, can you support my daughter in the style to which she would like to become accustomed? You see? And the boy says, certainly. He says, I'm an expert at shooting dice and playing gin rummy.
Uncle Bubbles, what's the difference between the two games?
Well, there's no difference. You just wear your pants out in different places. That's all. But anyhow...
Oh, that's very funny.
You think so?
Yes. Well, does the couple live happily ever after?
Oh, no. They get married. It was really an aeroplane romance. One of those B-29 and C-47 marriages. By that I mean at the wedding the people said he might be 29, but she'll never see 47. Isn't that good? I love this story, you know.
Yes, I do too, but yeah. What's a marriage?
A marriage? For goodness sake, I have to... Don't you know what a marriage is? I don't know. Marriage is... Well, I don't know. Well, marriage is truth or consequences the hard way. That's really what... I don't know what else to say.
Well, Uncle Bubbles...
Yeah?
How do people get married?
Well, I'll tell you. It starts by talking, you see. Now, there are three stages of talking in marriage, Beulah. When a man is engaged to a girl, he talks and she listens. During their honeymoon, she talks and he listens. Then after they've been married a year, they both talk and the neighbors listen. You see that? I love this story, you know. Well, anyway, they get married, and the husband, being rich, he gives his wife 4 fur coats for a wedding present.
4 fur coats?
Yes, 4. A mink, a monk, a dunk, and a skunk. And after that, Beulah, for heaven's sake, she's asleep.
Don't you be weary. Don't you be dreary. 'Cause the trumpet's going to sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed. And when the good news gets around, there'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee. On that happy day, sister, your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too will be coming home to stay. Great day in the morning, the peaceful sun will be dawning. Oh, day, what a gay time. The night will seem just like day. For you and me, there'll be a jubilee on that happy day.
There'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee upon that happy day, sister.
Your man and my man too, your man and my man too. Your man and my man, too, will be coming home today.
Great day in the morning.
When that peaceful sun will be dawning.
Oh, say, what a gay time.
Why, the night will seem just like daytime. There'll be a jubilee. Happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day.
Up on that happy day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with a happy thought from Happy Island. This is just a little bit of philosophy. All I want to say is that most people work too hard. For instance, I know a man who worked very, very hard all last year for 52 weeks. He worked like a dog. He's lucky if he makes $10 million out of it. And even if he does make $10 million, that doesn't guarantee happiness. You know, as I always say, a man who has $10 million is no happier than a man who has only $9 million. I ought to know because I've been rich and I've been poor. Rich is better. Goodbye, everybody.
Radio service.